Dear Carl, here we are in on Monday, George Washington's birthday, in San Francisco, on the 19th floor, and sitting around me is Uncle Jim, Uncle Harry, Mother, Aunt Billy, Aunt Mary, and Uncle Ernest. And this is your old cousin Althea, and boy, you should have been here this since last Thursday. As Uncle Harry said the other day, it reminded him of a lobby of an old person's home. But it really hasn't been this way. The folks, Uncle Jim and Aunt Mary, drove down from Colorado to Tucson, and then on Thursday morning, Thursday evening, they flew in from Tucson by a TWA flight. Uncle Jim said it was a little rough. And then about 30 minutes to an hour later, Uncle Harry came in from Portland, Oregon. So we all are here together in our apartment in San Francisco. And we have just, this is George Washington's birthday. Friday I worked, but then on Saturday and Sunday we went sightseeing around the city, and I'll let the folks tell you about that. But this morning I've already fed them, and so now it was a little bit foggy this morning. It looks like it's letting up, and we just played your anniversary tape to Aunt Mary and Uncle Jim. So Mother's got after everybody to decide that we better get a tape off to you there in Canto and Bentui in the Mekong Delta. Aunt Mary said something about that Florence had gotten down to Vietnam to see you for a while, but this I hadn't heard. So we're just going to leave this up, and then as various group of people here decide that they want to send a word to you, we'll just record something else for you. As I said, Mother is the oldest. She'll be 81 in May. Uncle Harry tells me he's 79. I guess Uncle Jim then is the next one. How old are you, Uncle Jim?
74.
And then Uncle Ernest is what? 73, and then who's the next from Aunt Mary and Uncle Aunt Billy? Mary is 72, and Aunt Billy is 71. So I ain't going to tell you how old I am, but I got a birthday this year, and I just about decided, I've been told the people in Washington I'm going to retire.
Carl, you don't know how much we appreciate this tape you sent us for our anniversary, see? I just want to thank you for it. I'm cherishing that pretty high. I can play it back to you when you come back home sometime. We're up here at Aunt Grace's, and we flew up here. And now we're going up to Melvin Williams's boy up at Coos Bay. He's going to have, one of them's going to get married the last of this week. So Althea and Grace is going to drive up there, and Mary and I is going to go up with them. And then Ernest and them is going to fly back to Tucson Wednesday. And then we'll fly back when we come back from Melvin's up there, see. But Alfie has a wonderful place to live here, up in about the 19th story, and she sure has entertained us and took us around, and we sure do appreciate it in there. And hope that it won't be long till you'll be back in the States and there, and we can all get kind of together again. And there's so I'll let Mary talk a little bit.
Hello, Carl. It's nice to hear your tape again. I think we've run it about four or five times already, so that it's new every time we hear it again. We think of you so often, and even though we don't write as often as we should, you know we're thinking about you and Florence, praying that the Lord will take care of you and return you home safe and sound. We have so many problems that come up here, but we know that you have just as big or bigger problems where you are. And we hope that the Lord will stay close to you and take you through.
Tell
them
about your anniversary party.
Well, Althea said, tell you about our anniversary, but I think I wrote quite a bit about it. But it was a wonderful day, and we had about 260 or more come in the afternoon to see us, and it was just a wonderful day. And the house was decorated mostly for Christmas, but inside the front door in the hallway was a huge white Christmas tree with gold garlands and balls on it. It was just beautiful. So she said that was our special tree for our anniversary. And we had, after the reception, there were about 60 of us that were there for the potluck supper, all relatives. And so you know the Johnsons, what a good time they have when they get together just to talk. And it was a beautiful day. Everyone said that it was, couldn't have been a nicer day for a reception like that. And there were lots of geese out on the lake, and everyone that came in would go through the patio out the backyard to see the geese on the lake, which was quite a sight. But Jim says we're starting on our second 50. I don't know how many years we'll have on it, but at least we're going to try. And we hope that they'll be as happy as the ones that we've already had together. Well, I'll let someone else talk now, and you know that we're thinking about you. And I'll write again to you. And this will be enough for today. Goodbye, Carl.
Actually, Carl, it looks like it's about ending this side of the tape on it, so we'll just take a break, and then we'll turn over the tape and let Mother and Uncle Ernest and Aunt Billy and so forth add a few lines. Uncle Harry is hollering about it, says he doesn't have anything to say, but I'm quite sure that we can get something in there for him to talk about it on it. As I said, we're up here on the 19th floor, and...